What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Wednesday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Police say a suspect in a fatal Apple Valley stabbing could be trying to flee to Mexico. Two men are facing charges in what's being called one of the largest meth busts in Minnesota history. And the Minnesota State Fair is showcasing this year's new food options. But first, second-degree murder charges have now been filed against the father of Manny Collins. The 16-year-old went missing on May 8th, and his body was found in an Elk River landfill after several weeks of searching. His father, 38-year-old Jordan Collins Sr., was arrested shortly after. According to the criminal complaint, investigators searched Manny's father's home, where they found blood-stained garbage bags, blood on the bedroom wall, missing pieces of Manny Collins' mattress, and carpet in his bedroom, along with several knives in the bedroom closet. Preliminary autopsy results indicate Manny Collins was decapitated by knife. A tentative trial date has been set for August 4th. Bail was set at $2 million. Former Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips is telling WCCO Radio that he's planning to meet with Elon Musk about the possibility of creating a new political party.
Mr. Musk, as we all know, has done what few can do. He's alienated the right and the left. I think that's fair to say. I don't believe that if he is the face of a new party, it will succeed.
He was a guest of Chad Hartman.
I anticipate we will be speaking, and I just can't get into those details. There are others. Andrew Yang, of course, started the Forward Party. And there are many. There are current elected officials who are interested in another way. There are tens of millions of Americans, everybody who is now an independent, that is interested in another way.
Two men were arrested Monday in Minneapolis in what the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office calls possibly one of the largest meth busts in Minnesota history. Nearly 1,000 pounds of meth were seized during the incident, which involved the Ramsey County Violent Crime Enforcement Team, St. Paul Police, and federal agencies. In a social media post, FBI Director Dan Bongino wrote the drugs were seized during traffic stops and that it was part of a larger operation targeting drug trafficking rings. Police say a suspect wanted in connection with a fatal stabbing over the weekend in Apple Valley could be trying to flee to Mexico. 20-year-old Medina Rojas is wanted in connection with the death of 21-year-old Daniel Aguilar of Burnsville. Police found him early Sunday morning near the intersection of Pennock Avenue and 138th Street, suffering with multiple stab wounds. He died at the scene. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Rojas is urged to call Apple Valley Police. The Minnesota Department of Health is reporting that mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus have been detected in Anoka and Carver counties. State epidemiologist Elizabeth Schiffman explains the differences between West Nile and another outdoor danger, Lyme disease.
For something like West Nile virus, most people that get infected with it never develop any symptoms, so they never know that they're sick. So we know that there's probably quite a bit of what we would call underreporting, meaning people just, you know, they don't get sick or they don't get sick soon enough to go to the doctor and get diagnosed and tested. Whereas with Lyme disease, more people get tested and diagnosed, which means more cases get reported to us.
She says the mosquitoes are bad this year, so be careful to wear bug spray and avoid the early morning or early evening when they are most active. The iconic Stone Arch Bridge in downtown Minneapolis is set to reopen ahead of schedule.
Crews have been making repairs to the mortar of the bridge built in 1881 since last December, allowing bikers and pedestrians to utilize just half of the span at a time. Originally scheduled to be shut down until fall, MnDOT now says the work will be finished in time for a reopening celebration on Saturday, August 9th. which will include food trucks and a ribbon-cutting ceremony. They say more details on that will be released later. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Gophers football head coach P.J. Fleck has signed a new contract extension.
The extension keeps Fleck at Minnesota through the 2030 season. The Gophers are 58-39 under Fleck, who was hired in 2017. Minnesota's coming off an 8-5 season where the Gophers went 5-4 in the Big Ten Conference, with the season ending with a bowl win over Virginia Tech. Fleck is 6-0 in bowl games, which are the most bowl wins in school history by a coach. The Gophers open the 2025 season August 28th, hosting Buffalo.
That's WCCO's Mark Fry reporting. Fresh off winning an NBA title, the Oklahoma City Thunder, former Minnehaha Academy star Chet Holmgren is about to get paid. The two sides agreed to a fully guaranteed contract extension worth $250 million over 5 years. Holmgren will play one more year on his rookie contract before the new deal kicks in. Finally, mocktails are making a grand entrance at this year's Minnesota State Fair. Urban Growler's Urban Glow mocktails include drinks like the Dirty Notini and a Nojito. Brewery co-owner Jill Pavlak on the WCCO Morning News with Vanita Sakar.
So often people will try them and they'll be like, really? There's no alcohol in this? And there's absolutely no alcohol. And they're for everyone. You don't have to be 21. You can be a kid. You can be sober. You can be just sober curious.
There are 33 new foods and 8 new vendors at the fair this year. You can find the list on our website at WCCORadio.com. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.